Okay.
Jared, you need to eat less insoluble fiber. What does that mean? It means that you need to fart less.
Welcome to the Gamers of Broham podcast. I'm Jeff.
I feel like that music puts a lot of pressure on me to perform.
This is our friend Eric. He's from Canada.
Indeed. Canada land!
Who is everybody else?
Jared's here, and Zach's here too.
Okay. Eric?
Yes?
What's the coolest thing about Canada?
Maple syrup.
That's the most stereotypical answer you could have said.
I asked Eric if he brought pancakes with him, and he said that they had a pancake party before he left.
Yeah, it was for all the exchange students that were going home. But let's see, the coolest thing that I've obtained in Canada is I went to a thrift store and they were having like a half off sale, and then I got blue plaid pajama pants with maple leaves on them and moose on the butt.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry, I had to move the mic because we only have two right now.
Well, you could just aim it diagonally.
We're going to keep it like this.
Talk like me and Zach.
Yeah, dude, yeah, seriously,
just
sharing
your heads is back and forth.
Yeah, because we're... So, anyways...
Big news.
What's the big news?
Video games. Are never going to happen again.
Okay, guys, Paper Mario.
Oh, yeah, I was playing it, and it's wonderful. I kept forgetting how...
You should probably let everyone know which Paper Mario you're playing. Definitely not the new one, right? Because who would play the new Paper Mario's? Because they ruined them.
Wait, which one? Like, okay, so the 64 one was good. Thousand Year Door on the GameCube was good. Are you referring to like the Wii ones?
The Wii ones sucked, and then they came out with a 3DS one recently.
Oh dear.
It was called Sticker Star.
So it's Paper Mario.
Really bad.
It's so Paper Mario, and they basically got rid of all the RPG elements.
They tried to make something that's based off of paper, which is almost as two-dimensional as you can get.
Yeah,
and
but
put
no.
it onto the 3D.
Yeah, no, but it actually, I suppose it looks cool because you have like pop-ups and junk, and like it's 3D, and then like you go crazy when you're from Colorado on the marijuanas. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Only two states. You can smoke weed recreationally. I like how Obama, we have bigger fish to fry. He said fried.
Isn't that usually more associated with like psilocybin use?
Wait, what?
What?
Shrooms. Frying is what happens when you take shrooms.
Dude, I work with what I can get.
Okay. You can fry shrooms.
This is America, not Canada. Remember that. We don't have like stuff just growing out in the wilderness they can pick up. But
what? Oh. Jared, are you okay?
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
Back.
He's fine.
Never mind.
Eric,
sitting on your ass.
So have you been to your clothing optional beach in Canada?
I have been to the clothing optional beach during the day, and there are like a bunch of burger places run by nude people. One of them is called Shaman Burger. There are lots of hippies. It's pretty rad, actually. It has a very chill atmosphere.
Did you buy a burger from the nudist burger place?
I did not.
Were you stoned after you ate that burger that you did not buy?
No, but that
would be a little
really good idea.
I wonder what the health rules and like what like the health laws and stuff are at the clothing optional beach with the burger place.
I'm pretty sure they have some sort of food license just to like make sure that they don't, I don't know, kill someone. And then there are a bunch of like one burger place, and then there are multiple like fry places, and they all had like little billboards bad mouthing each other. And like bragging about
what was the wittiest
their frying wheel changed.
wait.
Or no, about like,
do they have a maple syrup burger
somewhere? I'm sure. For all, it's a tourist trap. I'm
dude,
sure.
That would be so gross. Like maple,
dude,
maple
put,
sausage
like, donut
makes
buns
me want
on
to
it.
Puke. Okay, donut. If you got
donut buns with like, you know, maple syrup and
what would you put in the
burger.
Middle?
A burger.
You put like a sausage in the middle.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you could put like one of those really awful McDonald's breakfast sausages in it. That sounds like something Paula Deen would pick.
Like a
in
McRib.
Fact, I'm pretty
this is
sure
reminding
he's made,
me of
she's made
waffles
that.
And fried chicken.
That's not very good.
Have you had that?
Yes.
I just called
that sounds
Paula
amazing.
Deen a man.
It's not that good.
I was literally reading about food. I was so hungry that I was reading about food, like different cuisines around the world on Wikipedia.
Do you remember
like,
Twinkies?
What?
Twinkies.
Can we just take a minute?
And of all the things that have transpired this month, seriously, that is the one we're going to take a moment for.
Can we take a moment on the other thing?
Hostess?
No, God. Heartless wench.
No one knows when this was recorded.
Hey, that's a gendered term.
Well, Jared, I say that in the most openness of definitions.
Jared, okay. can you apologize on behalf of us and explain to people what you might be talking
well,
about?
Well, we are talking about the shootings that took place in Connecticut. That's why we are going to take a moment. Okay.
Anyhow, okay.
Let's talk about something more exciting, like cream cheese and bagels.
Something
like
cream.
Have you been to the Blue Sky Bagels here?
No.
Good, because it's not that good. Anyhow.
Bagels are toxic.
Sunshine Bagels is the bomb. If you're in Boise, Idaho, definitely go to Sunshine Bagels. Because
Sunshine Bagels make such good bagels.
If you're ever in Boise, Idaho and drunk, go to Los Betos.
Yes.
If you are you living,
actually, if you're just in Boise, go to Los
if
Betos.
If you live in Boise, Idaho, and you want to get food poisoning, go to Los Betos.
Actually, stop advertising until we're paid to do it.
Seriously.
Okay.
Los Betos, before we can publish this podcast, you have to give us
$500. Everyone needs to tell us what their favorite foods are at gamersofbrohan.com/ask. Or you can email us at thegamersofbrohanpodcast@gmail.com.
Have we been asked any questions?
No! No one listens to our podcast. I tried posting on Reddit, and then it got downvoted, and this guy was like, hey man, stop reposting all your stuff. Everyone else is trying to get their websites on here, but it's just crap. And I was like, oh, sorry, dude. And he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And then he's like, I'll listen to your podcast. But he probably didn't listen to the podcast. And if you are listening to our podcast right now, you need to ask a question, please. Thanks, okay?
If you ask a question, you might win money.
I'll pay you $50. I have PayPal. Just send me your PayPal info.
You might. Tell you what, yes. If you ask us a question, there is a possibility that you will get $50.
Possibly.
That's why they do it, because like no one's like, ugh. And you have to give them an incentive, and they're like, all right. And then they're going to ask you, so like, why are my pubes smoky? What?
We'll answer that. We will answer that if you ask us.
I said ask medical questions one time.
Speaking of other news, I guess THQ is considering Linux and other platforms to make their PC games on. So I'm guessing they mean Linux and OS X. Eric, as a person with a Chromebook, which is like half of a laptop, what do you have to say about this?
Hot? I don't know. I don't know what that like.
I would like to see your computer try to run Solitaire.
It has 4 gigs of RAM. It's not that bad. I mean, okay.
What can you run with the 4 gigs of RAM on your Chromebook?
Really,
I can have really 45 Gmails open.
That's what most people do. It's for people who have like a tab addiction. Or
my desktop works.
I have a desktop too, and I like don't even really need anything else. But I'm kind of like looking into selling the Chromebook, which is a problem because nobody wants to buy a Chromebook.
What would you buy after the Chromebook?
I really want an Ultrabook of some sort. Like, I think Asus just released a cool one that has, like, a tablet screen.
Okay, no, screw Asus. They have the worst customer support.
Watch, Jared's gonna say HP.
No, I'm not even gonna say HP. I'm gonna say anyone of, like, Lenovo, Dell, me saying Dell, Apple, Toshiba, companies that can afford to have more than 10 douchebags not helping but pretending to helping.
That's,
help people.
Yeah.
Sorry, my customer experiences with Asus.
At least they
have
10 people helping, unlike Google. Google can obviously afford customer service.
They don't have
anybody. For what?
I
can't figure out how to Google image. Everyone's getting all confused because they made that porn change where like you can't look at explicit images very easily. Everyone's like, I used to search this, and it used to show up my favorite pictures.
I can't turn safe search off.
Yeah. Where did my safe search off button go?
So did you hear about Instagram and how they're selling all of your pictures?
That's untrue. They're using it for like advertising purposes, but they're not.
Yeah, but they're also
to get them money.
But hang on. We're only talking about headlines here. We're called the Headline Podcast. Okay. We don't actually read stories. We just spat out headlines. Wait, so Eric, you're saying that's a humongous lie?
Never mind. I'm unqualified to answer. Jared, calm down.
Why are you unqualified to answer? Did you read the story or not, or did you just read the headline?
I just read the headline, too.
That's how I feel. My mom's like, does that mean... Yes, my mom emails me news articles.
Well,
I'd never read them.
I'm reading another headline.
Unless I had read them previous.
I'm reading another headline. Instagram, we won't sell your photos. Supposedly, Instagram Tonight denied that it will sell user photos without their permission, but acknowledged that they that the wording for its new terms of service are to blame.
There is some naughty stuff on Instagram.
Well, if you could sell it, make monies.
Oh, I bet they're trying to sell all the nudes that like 15-year-old people put on there.
Some
that's a federal law.
some person was joking. They're like, "How is Instagram going to sell all these pictures of coffee and like people's dinner?" I don't know.
Yeah, or like moodily lit pictures.
Or people who like they take screenshots of their phone and then they put a filter over it, and I'm like, "What the heck?"
Or yeah, they'll just like put like a cool sepia guy filter over a picture of their dog.
Why does everyone do that? Like, they take a picture of their toilet and they're like, sepia. Oh, I could win like a Pulitzer Prize for this one.
Yeah, I don't know. A prize for writing for my photo.
I guess YouTube released a capture application for iOS. And I'm yawning because we're recording at 6 in the morning right now. I guess YouTube released a capture app for iOS that you could record video. But if you try to record video in portrait mode, it tells you to turn your phone sideways, so you don't produce those annoying portrait videos everyone hates. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. I've never ran into that problem.
What, like on YouTube and someone like took a video of a concert?
Oh, yeah.
But
it's only
rectangle straight
That's
up.
Actually what it's from? God damn, I hate that so much.
Yeah, it's because people don't know how to turn their phone sideways when they take video.
I'd kind of love it if they like really badly converted it to widescreen so everything
was blown up. Working with HTML and how you can set your, you know, the width and height of like images in YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I was having so much fun with that. I'm just like, her chin's so big.
Wow.
It was like 500 pixels when it should have been like 2. Mm. Ah, that duck swallowed both my pixels. All credit goes to Homestar Runner for that quote.
Homestar Runner. So I played a game last week, Mass Effect 3, and then I turned it off. That's all I have to really say about that game.
I'm sorry.
Did you play the first two?
No.
Okay, well, get up with the times, stop recording podcasts at 6 a.m., and play Mass Effect 3.
Oh, we're going to play Halo after. Did you guys bring Xbox controllers, or did you not read my texts?
You said bring headphones.
And I said bring Xbox controllers.
I'm pretty sure you just
told
me to bring a laptop.
The headphones was hours before, hours after the Xbox controller, so I completely forgot.
I didn't, because I'm not going to be here that late.
So we definitely can't play Halo, because we only have two Xbox controllers.
I'll play Halo.
But
at my house with you guys.
Play.
Fine.
This is why Jeff is not a very good friend.
Okay.
Did he send text messages?
Wait, I don't know.
Give me a second. I'm checking exactly what Jeff told me to bring. Let's see. Bring laptop, and if you can, find some interesting, funny things to talk about. Giant smile.
I definitely did not tell Eric to bring an Xbox controller, because I didn't think he
would
have
one. You know what's interesting?
Because he came from Canada.
How it's Jeff true. Tells us to bring stuff, but he actually doesn't.
I definitely told Zach.
He definitely told me.
Eric, I could have brought the Toshiba satellite. Do you remember that thing?
Yes.
Oh, right here.
Adele just texted me and said, "Why is everyone upset about Instagram's new policy? I read it and nothing seems different." Well, guess what? If you listen to the podcast at gamersofbrohan.com,
you would already know this, and you wouldn't have to text people to ask questions.
Jared, you're interrupting.
So everyone, follow us on the Twitters, on the Tumblrs, email us at gamersofbrohan.com podcast at gmail.com.
Podcast.
Ask us questions at gamersofbrohan.com/ask.
My muscles hurt.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Also send us money. Zach, you are wearing headphones that are 7.1 surround sound, but you're only utilizing 2 channels of it. How do you feel?
I feel like I spent too much money.
He feels very capitalistic.
That didn't go through your head. We were like, I'm going to spend $200 on these headphones.
Wasn't that
I won't be able to buy food afterwards, but...
Well, no, no. See, I'm used to surviving on ramen. I mean, I can survive on ramen for a week, but now I need an external sound card.
Sell your headphones.
I can sell my headphones to buy the external sound card.
Sell your headphones, buy cheaper headphones, buy a mic, and buy a mechanical keyboard.
It's kind of like how I'm going to sell my car so I can fix the transmission. No, I'm just kidding. The transmission didn't go out. Don't worry, guys.
Jared, do you have a broken car?
No, it's fine, actually.
Jared, you just broken car. You just bought a car. What car is it?
It's a 95 Honda Civic, a two-door coupe.
A really bad paint job.
Oh, my God.
But have you raced people yet and just killed them?
I feel like my first gear would blow out. I'd, like, blow two of the valve. Half of my valve.
We need to race.
Okay, you have I'll a race Saturn. You. I have a Camaro.
You would win. You have your engine's capacity is like the same as my car's gas tank.
Eric, what is the most what is the most Canadian thing you've ever done?
Let's see.
Other than go to nude beaches.
That's more like
and drink maple syrup. Pancakes.
Yeah. Clothing optional beaches.
No, I've you guys make me sound like some kind of lecher. But, which I am. But, let's see. Most Canadian thing that I've done. Well.
I guess you did have a pancake party before you left.
Yeah, that's it. No, we totally had a pancake party for people that were like,
Or you went to a thrift store in Canada and bought stuff.
Is Canada more hipster than the U.S.?
I don't know. I've, like, last time I went to Portland, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, Vancouver is very hipstersy, though. There are lots of hipstersy folk there. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing.
Jeff, you'd fit in perfectly.
I know. So, yeah. What is the most American thing you've done and been ridiculed for it?
Talking. Or not apologizing. I accidentally didn't apologize once.
I guess I've heard that Canadians are supposed to be super nice or something.
Oh, they are. They're wonderful.
Okay.
Screw them, dude.
You heard it here first. Canadians.
They were gonna get rid of all of their tanks in their army. They're like, we don't need these. We just need cars with guns on them. And then they actually went to a war zone. They're like, shit. And then they contacted Germany ASAP, and they're like, can you give us our tanks back, please?
What do you have to say about that, Eric?
I don't decide anything about how Canada handles its military operations because I am an American trespasser / settler.
America.
I guess you've only been in Canada for like what, like 6 months?
Three.
Three. Yep. Wow. Okay. So your disclaimer, Eric's not really actually
Canadian.
Can you
say about?
About.
Not saying about.
Almost nobody in Canada says that. Like, whenever I hear it, I, like, try to conceal any and all snickering.
Canadians blend very well with American.
You've
got
to go to.
It's true.
It's more Ontario, I think.
What about hosers? Do they call people that?
Hosers?
Hosers.
Hosers. I haven't heard that one.
Canada
keep in mind, I'm in Vancouver where it's like basically
America, but a lower GDP.
No, it's like, it's basically a clone of Seattle. So like there aren't very many like actual Canadians there. Like everybody comes from other places.
Do you know what we all need to buy right now?
What?
War Z. It just came out.
Ew.
What is War Z, Jeff?
You don't know?
No, is it like DayZ?
Okay, so you know DayZ.
Is it like Jay-Z?
So everyone knows DayZ, the popular zombie survival simulator horror game or whatever thingy. That's the mod of Arma 2 that you start on the beach with a can of beans and not even a gun. And then you run around and try to kill zombies and then people try to kill you. And then if you don't kill the people, then the zombies will kill you. And if you don't kill the zombies, people will attack you. But then you have to get weapons and stuff and then you heal yourself. And you shoot other people, then you party with people. And sometimes you don't party with people, then you kill zombies and sometimes you die. And if you die, it's persistent across all servers, and you lose all your weapons, you just start over the can of beans again. Basically, a company saw that formula, and are like, we're going to copy it. So they copied it and came out with a standalone game called War Z, and it's $13 on Steam right now. And it looks pretty fun, actually. So I want to get it before, so it will hold me over until the standalone of DayZ comes out.
Actually, I'm not going to, because I feel like it's a violation of intellectual property, and I'd rather buy the actual DayZ when it comes out, so I'm
going
to refrain.
And yet
you
complain when Apple sues Samsung.
Lol.
Oh, me?
Lol.
I did? Lol.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Lol.
So who here thinks that Apple's going
Lol.
To start failing as a company?
Lol. No, they're not. Just because it
Dude,
stops
Android
drip.
Has like 72% market
yeah,
share.
Also Android makes like a dollar.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the
just
portion
because...
of overall. If the market itself is growing and Apple maintains enough of the market share to continue making a profit or sustain its company, then it's fine.
Apple's not going anywhere right now. Also, Android makes like a dollar while Apple makes like a million bazillion dollars. Also, Google makes more money off of iOS than Google makes off of Android.
But that's not their goal. Their goal is to, like, an actual takeover.
Yeah, but they don't make any...
It is.
Dude,
hashtag conspiracy.
I work tech support. People get sick of Androids, so they go straight to iPhones after a year or two of Androids. Well, every single time.
Do you know
time,
who is scary?
Every time.
Microsoft.
Show me your data.
Microsoft.
I don't believe you. I've heard... I've had too many friends who have gone from iOS to Android.
Oh, yeah? Like,
well,
who?
Well, I don't exactly
name
talk
them
to the smartest people all day.
Well, first
actually,
of all,
let's not
me.
Name them. So...
No, name them. Full names and their address and their phone number, please.
Social security number?
Yeah.
Why do you
so
know
you can
that?
Take all of their money?
I don't know. Eric, why do you know your friend's social security numbers?
Just in case.
Well, yeah, just in case I need to, like,
he dies, I'll
medical.
Take his money.
Just in case I need to, like, I don't know, go to the doctor as them or something.
Do you know who's scary? Microsoft.
Why?
Because Windows Phone is rising. With their dumb name. Windows
no.
Phone 7.5. Windows Phone 8.
Do you know what makes Windows Phone scary?
Because it's actually good.
No, Mobile Internet Explorer.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Like, yeah, Internet Explorer is definitely not the most beautiful thing ever, but they've definitely improved with IE9 and IE10.
You mean IE10, not IE9.
IE9
yeah,
was
seriously.
Not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
It was not that bad.
Yeah, if you want to compare it to pop poop.
It's because everyone always, there's like, it was so bad. Why? Well, because it was like this. And then you follow that, and
ever,
then it goes to IE6.
Have you ever loaded it up web pages alongside with, like,
yes,
Firefox,
yes,
and then try
yes.
to run any, like, jQuery or any sort
yes.
of JavaScript animation?
I'm not saying IE9 was as good as Chrome or
no,
Firefox
it's still
or
poopy.
Opera or Safari
it
or
doesn't
any
know.
WebKit-based stuff.
Microsoft was like, we're not going to follow HTML5 standards. We're going to do our own thing with IE9. Oh, wait, we actually have to implement HTML5 standards? Let's
yes.
do it after
that's
the
why
fact.
IE10 is a lot better. Okay,
yes.
thanks, guys. Bye.
That's why I'm saying IE10 is only the one that's kind of good.
So
have
who
I
created
told you?
HTML5?
The HTML5 people.
Oh.
Have I told you my story about the
Microsoft
store and the Apple store that were right across from
oh,
each other
Google,
in Seattle?
Google just pioneered it. And actually, Apple basically pushed HTML5 to its success.
Dude, people still ask me, like,
more like
where
HTML5
do I download Java
it, so.
Or Flash? Where do I download Flash? Well, Flash doesn't work. What do I download to replace Flash?
Don't go to sucky
we're in
websites.
2012, bro.
Yeah, don't go to, like, hosted websites from 20 years ago.
Have you guys
yeah,
gone to, like, Space Jam's, like...
SpaceJam.com.
Space Jam's website?
Yes.
That was made, like, 20 years ago?
Have you guys gone to Zombo.com
the first
lately?
Registered
Zombo.com?
Dude, have
what
you not
that?
Been there? It's... I can't believe... It's
Hang
a
on.
Site with infinite potential.
I'm typing it in. Zombo. Do you know what has...
His iPad mini explodes.
Zombo. It's white.
Just give it time.
Do you know what website I went to the other day? MySpace.com.
Oh man,
I did too.
They're relaunching everything. Have you seen like the Have you seen like their the new MySpace? Like their preview of the new MySpace.
No, I haven't.
It looks really good, actually.
Really?
Do you know who owns it?
AOL, right?
No. What's
Justin
his face?
Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake owns MySpace.
Owns MySpace.
And it's actually turning good. Wait.
No, is the animation playing on Zombo.com? You have to have the sound on.
Go to Bernie. Is it Bernie.net? Jeff, what's the Bernie Burns website?
I don't know. Hang on 1 second.
The only limit is yourself. Welcome to ZomboCon. Welcome to ZomboCon. This is ZomboCon. Welcome to ZomboCon.
Is this like the National Canadian website?
No, it's let the
there
site
is,
explain itself.
This oh. is
it's not done
this
yet.
This is ZomboCon, and welcome to you who have come.
It sounds
ZomboCon.
Like Dark Helmet.
Space
Boss. Is possible at ZomboCon.
I felt like I went into like a deranged supermarket.
Like Toys R Us's competitor. Welcome to ZomboCon, where kids become
the
toys.
The unattainable is unknown at ZomboCon.
Okay.
Welcome to ZomboCon.
I'm kind
of
scared.
I think you've pretty much heard most of it.
Okay.
You can close it if
what
you're getting scared.
What the crap?
Hey, Jeff, can I have one of your toothbrushes? Jeff has 30 toothbrushes.
Your
There's teeth? Next KCD comic
it,
about
is
that.
It, is it that bad?
It.
No.
Welcome to ZomboCon.
The Nexus 7 is better than the iPad. Jeez, man.
How? Why?
I'm pretty sure.
What? Huh? Nope.
It's better.
How?
The Nexus 10 has a better resolution display than the iPad.
How?
How does it have a better resolution display? How? It has like 70 more pixels per inch. Jared, what is that?
Don't. Ow.
That was Jeff Shaver.
You know the word.
Dude, you don't know what that's shaved.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, dude, go to Warhawk PPC.
What?
Go to... Zach, go to Warhawk PPC. Warhawk. This is a Battletech, like, fan-made website from, like, the 30s. When they still use tubes.
I wish there were Prohibition-era websites. That'd be so awesome.
So...
Is this a MechWarrior page?
Jared, yeah, it's so
Jared, have you been playing MechWarrior online still?
I did. They actually... It's getting pretty good. I've,
Wow.
Wait, turn up the volume. There should be flash. Press on something.
Yep. That, yeah. Wow, no one can see this. Anyhow,
just
so you've been playing MechWarrior.
There we go.
Now it's just making cursive.
Wow, what the...
I don't know what we're hearing.
There's sick music. Just continue clicking on random links until we get music.
Okay, so, Jared, you've been playing MechWarrior. Tell us about your MechWarrior
experience. They have two new mechs on.
Okay.
They've changed damage up a little bit, I've noticed. It's easy, a little easier to die, but it's not, like, that easier, I guess. Graphic engine is it's a little bit more streamlined.
Why did I just search poop on YouTube? Bad idea. Okay.
I've done that multiple times.
So the graphics engine is streamlined, so what does that mean?
Well, not the game. The game's the engine itself isn't streamlined, but the game itself is.
Okay, so
it's working better with that graphics.
It runs better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I made it a lot harder to say that. That's looking good. Missiles are still scary as hell if you got a lot of LRM boats. But we need to start playing that more because it's looking pretty good. They introduced a new game type. I haven't played it yet, but I want to.
So wait, they made it easier to die? That's really bad because I died really easily in the first place.
I remember when you and I played MechWarrior 4 long ago, and you're like, I'm just going to put all these lasers on here. I'm like, no, Eric, heat! Heat management! And then your mech exploded.
But I killed everything in like
one shot. I had some douche on my team who would just wait. He would like shut down. He'd get up and he'd be like, I can make it. But he was really bad, so he'd miss. And he was just like, brow! And he'd hit a tree, and the tree would become like plasma. But no, it's all good. On top of that, Halo 4 has come out.
I think we talked about it.
How is that?
Time.
I haven't actually played that
yet. Eric, you haven't played Halo 4 yet?
Yeah, they don't have it in Canada yet, do they?
I don't know, probably. But I haven't played an actual video game for a while.
Eric, when I send you a message on Facebook, how long does it take to get to Canada?
Well, let's see. Well, you know about the internet there, right?
How's good or bad?
It's actually cheaper to take a hard drive on a plane and fly it across the country than to pay for data.
It's like the rest of the Commonwealth of the UK.
Yeah, seriously.
What is wrong with them?
What's wrong with them?
Fiber optic cables?
Nah.
They have fiber optic cables. It's just the people that own them charge, like, as many limbs as they can get away with.
Syrup data lines.
Yeah, dude, don't you know? Syrup's a really good carrier of light.
They literally host websites with pancakes.
Eric, how much are like
and snow.
Phone plans in
and
Canada?
Nude beaches.
I don't like to talk about that.
Why is
actually,
it? Is it more stupid than here?
It is generally more stupid. I mean, I don't know if you've heard of like Bell, Rogers, and Telus. Those are the three main carriers up there.
Yeah.
But people have a lot of problems with them. But I am on a carrier called Mobilicity, which has a much smaller coverage area. But I'm basically in Vancouver all the time, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
And the only problem with them is that they use a really high frequency, so their waves don't pierce buildings at all, so it like, blows the door behind me, and then my phone will disconnect from the internet. And then I'll just be like, oh, well, shit. But and then I go outside, and it takes, like, 5 minutes to realize that it's outside again. But, all I do is, unlimited 3G speeds and unlimited, like, texting, calling, and, international texting, like, worldwide. And then I get, like, I think 100 minutes of U.S. roaming. I pay $45 a month. That's so it's not really bad. It's really cheap for what I get, but what I get is really bad.
Yeah. 45 Canadian monies.
Yeah.
Is that like $3 in US?
Currently? Actually, it's equivalent, which kind of sucks because they still have, like, you know, on like the backs of books where they'll have like the Canadian prices marked up by like 10 or 15%. Those prices are still in effect, but the Canadian dollar is valued at exactly the same as the US dollar, which is just like awful.
We should just take over Canada.
Okay.
It's basically America anyways.
It's like it wouldn't be that hard. That dirties our hair.
No, it wouldn't even be that hard. Like
they
I think
have like
90...
100 tanks and 12 airplanes.
Something
and
like
lots of syrup.
Most of the population lives within like 100 miles of the border anyway, so yeah.
Like aka Ontario, Vancouver, Quebec, and Montreal.
Seriously. It's because everything north of a certain point is completely uninhabitable.
Yeah, like the Yukon, the Northwestern Territory. Like it's so freaking cold up there that they're not even bothering making them into the province. We'll just keep them as territories because no one lives there anyways.
Yeah.
Why have representative governments when there's like 30 people that are too busy trying to stay cold and become literate?
Why are they trying to stay cold?
That's how cold it is. They've Eric, lost their mind.
They're trying to preserve
stay cold
themselves.
Instead of freezing. That's how
cold it is. Yeah. Sorry, what were you asking?
They're trying to stay cool so they don't die.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you go back to Canada?
What am I going to do when I go back to Canada? Well,
are you going to miss America?
You know, there are things that I miss about America, but, you know, in
like
America...
Like freedom?
Well, let's see. The first thing that I'm going to go do when I go back to Canada is I'm going to spend most... of the money that more money that I've ever had in my life on textbooks, and then I'm going to go to class and earn a degree that will hopefully get me a job so I can feed myself for the rest of my life.
What are you going to school for?
Why do you want to feed yourself for the rest of your life?
Because I don't want to starve before I have to.
Why not
be well, starvation's not necessarily a painful way to well I mean it's like painful but it's not like
okay.
drowning.
Before you consider that as a viable option, let's ask the people in the Sudan. Children, how does it feel to starve and be malnourished?
They're probably not listening to this.
And then, well, yeah, because they're dying. All right, bad joke.
Okay, so guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. This is the Gamers of Brohan. Find us at gamersofbrohan.com.
All proceedings go towards children in the Sudan.
Yeah. Ask us a question at gamersofbrohan.com/ask or email us at gamersofbrohanpodcast@gmail.com. We really want to hear your
actually, we want to hear your reviews, opinions. And then we will review your reviews on air.
Review our podcast, and we'll talk. We'll say it on air. Leave like your username, like your Twitter handle, or something.
Facebook,
so
your Facebook name,
so somebody can, so we can find you, and people you can get followers and stuff.
And city of origin.
Yeah, babe, we want to know all about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Play us out, ZomboCom.
Okay. See you guys.
Play at my wedding.
This is ZomboCom. Welcome.
How do you like that, ZomboCom? Yes. How do you like this my ZomboCom? How do you like that?
This is ZomboCom. And welcome to you.
ZomboCom's developing for you.
Anything is possible
with ZomboCom.